come. The right fast and the right hard. Time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the B-Barb Riders. Today's unusual adventure, Grandma Whale. Riders, today's adventure begins on one of the back roads of the Big Bend. An ancient jalopy is chugging its way along the road, snorting and backfiring, as though to voice its protest against the tiny little old lady who sits behind the wheel, a high-booted foot rammed down hard on the throttle. But then...
Oh, fiddle-faddle. Now, if that isn't a fine way to behave after all these years. Oh, all right. What's wrong with you now?
Carefully raising her calico petticoats, the old lady hops down from the tin Lizzie and raises the hood. But as she does so, she suddenly notices something else.
Well, button my shoes. You there! Yeah, you! Don't try to hide. I saw you. Come over here.
Cautiously, a figure rises from the ditch beside the road where he's been hiding. A figure dressed in a drab gray uniform. But as he approaches, the old lady merely peers at him over the lenses of her silver-rimmed glasses in apparent exasperation.
Well, come along, you big oaf. Man your age playing hide-and-seek.
You calling me, sister?
I'm no sister of yours. No manners at all this day and age. Well, don't just stand there. Get to work.
Huh?
You heard me, young man. I said get to work. You are an automobile mechanic, aren't you? You're wearing a uniform.
Who, me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, I'm a grease monkey, yeah.
Well, then see what's wrong with Elmer.
Elmer?
My car, of course. Young man, are you going to help me or aren't you? Well?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, lady, I'll help you. On one condition. You got to give me a lift wherever you're going.
Well, of all the audacity. Why, if I were a man, I'd take a horse whip to you.
Yeah, but you ain't. You're an old lady with a broken-down car, and you need me. Now, do I get that lift, or do you try thumbing your way? Take your choice.
It doesn't seem to be much of a choice. But let me warn you, young man, you'll pay someday for your rude manners. The age of chivalry is not dead.
I get it, son. B-Barb Ranch, the foreman, Tex Mason speaking. Oh, yes, Benny.
Golly, Sheriff Bancroft.
Uh-huh. 2 days ago? Yeah, I see. Yeah, right, Benny. We'll keep our eyes open. Right.
Golly, Tex, where'd the sheriff run?
He called to warn us to be on the lookout, Bobby. Seems that one of the inmates of the Big Bend Penitentiary broke out 2 days ago.
Is he anyone we know, Tex?
No. His name is Luke Fletcher. We've never run into him. But Manny thinks there might be a chance he'll try to make it to the border.
Here?
It's a possibility. Anyhow, I'll have the boys on the lookout.
Carly, I hope he doesn't come. Everything's been so nice and peaceful. Hate to have it all upset now. Just over some old convict.
Well, we'll just...
Carly, it sounds like shots out there.
I better get out there. Stay behind me, son.
Be, Tex, you better get that old lady to stop that crate before it blows us all sky high.
Man, please stop the engine, will you?
That buggy be make more noise than Indian on warpath.
Say that again, officer.
This here the B-Barb Ranch?
It sure is. Yeah, but here, let me help you down, ma'am.
Well, now it's a pleasure to meet a real gentleman, but never mind. I can get off Elmer by myself. Look out below. Well, pretty fry if I say so myself. Ooh. Oh,
There goes my sacroiliac again.
You better sit down and rest, man.
Oh, I'll be right as rain in a minute or so. But say, where's that scallywag grandson of mine? I've come a long way to see him.
Grandson?
I speak plain English. Well, where is Walter?
Walter? Well, we haven't any Wait a minute. You don't mean Wendy, do you? Wendy Wales?
I don't mean Rod LaRoque. I'm his grandma.
Grandma Wales? Wendy's grandmother.
Well, of course, Wendy's grandma. That's what I said. Don't you folks speak English down here?
Yeah, but Wendy never told us that he had...
Oh, land sakes, I'll find him myself. Water!
Well, the last I seen, he ducked for the woodshed when the shooting started.
Grandma! But... Water! Oh! Well, it's about time you came out to see me.
Doggone, Grandma, huh? Well, where'd you come from? What are you doing here? Well,
I came to visit you, of course. And I might add, it wasn't easy. The manners of young people nowadays. Like that man I picked up.
Grandma, you picked up a man?
I mean on the road. Something went wrong with Elmer and he wouldn't fix it until I promised him a ride. Fine way for a man to behave. I'd like to know what garage he works at.
Garage?
He said he was a mechanic and he had on a gray uniform like one. I tell you.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say a gray uniform?
Tex, you don't think...
Hold it, son. Grandma, tell us what he looked like.
Not much to tell. A big man, sandy-colored hair. Oh, yes, I did notice one thing. Just before he got out of the car up the road, he rolled up his sleeve and I noticed a tattoo on his arm. Sort of a bird, I think.
Texas.
It fits the description the sheriff gave me, son. Grandma, that man you drove to the district, he's an escaped convict.
An escaped...
Well, it proves one thing. She's Wendy's grandmother, all right.
Now, let me get this straight. You say this man I give a lift to is an escaped convict.
The description fits exactly, Grandma Wales. We'd been warned he might try to make it to the border.
Well, what's my boots?
Now, Grandma, this ain't no laughing matter. Why, shucks, you're lucky he didn't hurt you none.
Fiddlesticks, Walter. Your grandma knows how to take care of herself. I don't wear a hat pin just to keep my lid on, you know. Oh, by the way, how do you like this new bonnet of mine?
Huh? Oh, you mean your hat. Oh, well, to tell you the truth, Grandma...
Real snazzy, ain't it? Bought it just for this trip. Coming all the way from Paris. Paris, France, that is. How do you like it, Tex?
Hmm? Very nice, Grandma, but you'll have to excuse me a minute. I'd better let the sheriff know this news about Lou.
Say, Walter, you didn't tell me about this Tex Mason. He's a real sheik.
Now, Grandma, you behave yourself.
23 skidoo. Well, who knows? I might even set my cap for him. Yes, sirree. Bye.
Well, when I told the sheriff, he said he'd get right at it. He claims he can seal the border up as tight as a drum.
Well, I hope he's right. But you'd have a long stretch to cover.
That's not as bad as it might be. That thaw we had last week raised the river quite a bit.
Sure. There'd not be many places left for men to be able to cross.
That's what the sheriff's counting on. There's no telling how long the river will stay at this level. So it's up to us to try to track that convict down fast.
But where do we start?
Well, Grandma says she left him off just up the road. He doesn't know this district too well. My guess is that he'd head due south.
So that's where we start looking?
Yeah, I'd say it's our best bet.
Uh-huh.
So, suppose you...
Here comes Puppy Boy.
Oh, hi, son. How'd you make out with Grandma Wales? Get her all fixed up?
Yeah, I put her in Jim Maria's room. She's in there getting dressed now. Hey, but thanks. I think you better watch out for her.
Hmm? Well, how do you mean, son?
Well, I think she kind of goes for you.
What?
Matter of fact, she said she might... What was it now? Oh, yeah. She said she might set her cap for you.
Oh. Maybe she had a fine TV. Mr. Grandma Wales.
All right, very funny. Now, Simmer down, boys.
That's so funny, Tex. That'll make you Wendy's grandfather.
What's the matter, Tex? You're turning all red.
Yeah, I'll turn you all over my knee in a minute if we don't cut this out. A lot more to worry about than Grandma Whale setting her cap for me.
Sorry, Tex. Try to behave.
No, I hope so. All right, then. Suppose you start out. Irish, you might try working your way up from the river, and Harker, suppose you try from the other direction.
Do you want me and Harker to split up?
Well, you'll have to if you're to cover enough territory. Some of the boys can cover the ground in between.
And what about me, Tex? Can I help, too?
You can help plenty, son, by keeping Grandma Wales entertained while we're gone. You and Wendy might take her for a ride around the ranch and show her the sights.
Oh, but Tex...
It's the best way you can help, son. For the rest of us, we've got our jobs cut out for us, too. So let's get busy.
Hey, easy, amigo. Easy, boy. Quiet down. There, boy. There, Grandma Wells. That's the spot we call Devil's Pass.
A desolate-looking spot. You could hide an army behind those rocks.
Could hide? Why, shucks, Grandma, they did hide an army there once. That was the time I had a run-in with Ponche Villa. I remember now...
Walter, just what happened here?
Why, Ponche Villa's whole army was here.
What happened?
Well, there was a whole gang.
What happened?
Well, there was this feller, and...
Yes?
Well, I once fell off my horse over by that rock right over there, skinned my knee something awful.
Oh, Walter, I don't know where you inherited this disregard for the truth. It's like the time Rudolph Valentino and I were out on a date. I told...
For goodness sake,
what's wrong with that speedy horse?
Easy, amigo. Come on, boy, quiet down now. What's the matter with you?
Ronnie acts like he's scared of that rock over... Oh, my gosh!
Okay, Buster, keep your hands where they are.
You again. Walter, that's the man that was rude to me, the one I told you about. Well, don't just sit there. Do something.
I reckon I could yodel if you want.
You'll do nothing but what I tell you.
Young man, you put that gun away. You're liable to hurt someone.
Ain't that the truth?
So what do you want with us?
With you? Just a little help, that's all.
Help you? Why, I'd die first.
You ain't gonna die till after you help me. Okay, get going, all of you. And no tricks. I got nothing to lose by plugging you, remember?
Where are you taking us?
Where am I? Why, Sonny, I'm taking you home. Now get going.
Yes, Ryder. Bobby Benson, Windy Wales, and Windy's peppery old grandmother have been caught by the escaped convict, Luke. Swiftly, driven on at gunpoint, he herds them along. But to their amazement... He takes them back to the B-Bar B itself. And then...
Go on, kid. Okay, Mac, hold it right where you are. Don't try to go for a gun or get up or I'll plug you.
Bobby, who's there?
Oh, golly, Tex, I'm sorry. There just wasn't any way we could warn you.
He's the convict, Tex. The one everybody's looking for. He caught us and drove us here.
And here I'm staying. All right, you there, Tex, or whatever your name is.
My name is Tex Mason, if you want to be formal.
Tex? Not the great... Tex Mason. I've heard about you, but I never thought you were this much of a pushover.
Just don't push too hard, Luke.
Well, so you know me too, huh? Good. Then you know I'm playing for keeps.
You're playing a losing game.
We'll see about that. All right, you, Grandma. Grab them ropes over there. Tie these jerks up. What are you waiting for?
I haven't heard you say please.
Oh, Grandma.
Please. Please.
That's better. You'll find in the long run it pays to watch your manners.
Now, listen here, you old nag.
Oh, stop waving that gun around. I wonder that no one's ever taken a rod to you.
But I've got the rod. I'm the one that's given the orders. Now, do like I told you and tie these jerks up.
I'm waiting.
Please tie them up.
That's more like it. All right, boys, turn around. I don't see the point in this, but I suppose we'd better humor them.
Humor them? Brother.
Yeah, how do you do?
Hold it, Wendy. Luke, just what good do you think all this is going to do you?
Plenty, Buster.
You never get out of the country. There's a posse just waiting for you at the border.
Don't you think I know that, kid? That's why I aim to lay low here till they get tired of waiting.
Here?
Doggone, you must really be off your rocker. We ain't the only ones on this ranch, you know. And when the other fellas get back, Grandma, not so tight.
When they do, they'll be coming in here. I'll pick them off one by one, just like I did you. Don't kid yourself, Buster. I know what I'm doing. And I don't mean to make any mistake. Another one coming. I'll just keep quiet, all of you, like you was before.
Oh, golly, Tex, isn't there anything we
can... I said shut up, kid. Quiet down, or I'll make you quiet. Now, not a sound when he comes in.
Hey, Tex, I couldn't...
All right, cowboy.
Glory be.
Is a gun in your back?
What is this?
It seems that our escaped convict found us.
Oh, glory be, and I walk right in here like a fool.
Don't blame yourself, Irish. We were all caught as easily.
See, I'll walk in like lamb to slaughter.
You sure did. And you're the last one, Tubby. Okay, Grandma, tie him. I mean, please tie him up, too.
You see, boys, he is learning. All right, Irish.
Doggone, Grandma, don't you realize what's going on? This here body...
Shut up, Bloodless. You ought to be glad I'm just tying you up. I could kill you just as easy. And I will if you make so much as one try to cross me.
There. All right. Irish is tied, too.
Okay, now he can join the family. What's the matter? Can't you hold your balance with your feet tied? Good, just stay there on the floor with the rest. Well, now that I got all my Christmas packages tied up. Okay, Grandma, let's head for the kitchen. It's time you fix me up some grub. Now, come on, I'm starving. I ain't had nothing to eat since I broke stir. Grandma! Please, Grandma. Oh, brother, what a babe.
Golly, Wendy. Doesn't your grandma know she's liable to get herself shot?
Oh, that's Grandma for you. Always was a stickler on etiquette.
Yeah, maybe so, but she sure did an efficient job of roping me. No good. Any of you boys think you can work loose?
No, not me, Tex. These ropes are so tight, my hands are going to sleep.
Same here, Tex. Oh,
sure, I could try, but rope only seems to get more tight.
How about you, son? Hey, Bobby, what are you doing over there by the fireplace?
Nothing, Tex. I won't.
Bobby, what are you doing? Answer me something.
Just an idea, Tex. Trying to rub the ropes against the rough stone here.
Huh?
Let me... Well, yeah, I seem to be rubbing through my skin faster than the rope.
Well, stop it, Bobby. You'll hurt yourself. Wait and let one of us try it.
No time, Tex. You'll tell him when you come back. Just wait. I think maybe I can do it.
Hey, Grandma, hurry up with the grub. I'm starving.
If you think you can do better, you're welcome to try. And get your feet off of that table.
Hey, what? Hey, look, what's the idea of shoving me around? You want to get plugged?
Oh, fiddlestick, you men and your big talk.
But I ain't talking. I'm a desperate guy. I'm a killer.
Killer Schmiller, if you want to eat, go wash your hands. And mind you get your wrists clean, too.
That does it. Now, look, you crazy old nag. I'm the one that's giving the orders around here. Now get that grub done, and take that silly-looking hat off.
What was that?
You heard me. You're looking up like an old workhorse without wearing a hat like one. Now get it off. Pass me that grub. Well?
All right. I'll have it done in just a minute. You'll get it.
Good. Look at your hands, Bobby. Your wrists are raw.
Oh, yeah, but I'm free. I'll have you all loose as soon as I get these ropes off my legs. There. All right, Tex. Roll over and I'll untie you.
Right, son.
But, doggone, what are we going to do even if we get loose? We still ain't got no guns.
Yeah, there's no way out of here. He shuttered the windows on the outside and the door is locked.
We'll have to try to jump him when he comes back. But Bobby's given us a chance and it's up to us to make the most of it. The last chance was given.
Well, Grandma, grub wasn't bad. Now I think it's time I look back in on them cowboys. I don't trust them. Come on, Grandma, get a move on.
Younger generation, I think, got no manners. Now, when I was a girl...
Okay, hold on, Grandma, while I unlock the door. There. And now...
Hold on there, manners. Don't you know the correct thing is ladies first?
All right, rush him.
Get away from the
boy! Why, I got him! Oh, my gosh! Grandma!
Walter Wellington Wales, aren't you too old for this kind of game?
Sure, he'd be it, but Grandma come in. But first...
Right here, Buster. No, don't try anything.
Oh, golly.
Back into that room, all of you. Keep your hands up. Go on. So you got loose and you thought you'd rush me when I opened the door.
Is that what they were trying to do? Well, land sakes, you nearly killed me.
Nearly? Well, don't worry, Grandma. I'll finish the job.
Now, look here. You can't...
Shut up. You had your chance. You had my warning. I warned you that if you tried anything, I'd kill you. Well, now, boys, that's just what I'm going to do.
No, hold it, Mason.
Unless you want the honor of getting the first bullet.
What's the difference? You intend killing us all anyway. But if we rush you, at least some of us may win.
Don't bet on it. You're not as fast as a bullet.
Maybe not, but we've nothing to lose. That's where you made your mistake, Luke. You shouldn't have told us you meant to kill us. All right, get ready, boys. We'll rush him.
Sure, Janet.
Yeah, I'm ready, Tex.
And me, too.
I'm warning you. All right, then. Here's it.
Oh! What'd it be? What's wrong with him?
Keep back. Keep back, all of you. Oh!
He's like he's in pain.
Go and look at him. He's all done.
Oh, my stomach!
Quick, boys, grab his gun.
I've got it. Yeah, yeah, take it. Don't get me into it. Doctor, I'm dying. I've been poisoned.
Poisoned?
The old lady, she must have done it. She slipped something in that food I ate. What was it? What are you poisoning me with?
Oh, fiddlesticks. All I did was just add a few things. Some alum, some castor oil, a little baking soda, and some red pepper.
Oh, no wonder he's got a stomach ache.
I'm dying.
You'll be all right. The prison doctor will be able to fix you up fine, Luke.
Oh, then get me to him. Only hurry. Oh.
Better get him outside, Harker. I don't think you'll have any trouble.
Yes, Anna. Oh, you come to bed.
I'm dying. Oh.
Well, doggone. Talk about coming in like a lion and going out like a mouse.
Golly, Grandma, we sure got to hand it to you. You really saved the day. You caught a criminal.
Oh, tush, Bobby. It wasn't nothing. Besides, I didn't do it for that.
You mean you didn't aim to make him sink?
Oh, sure. I knew it would. I mean, I wasn't out to catch any criminal by doing it.
Well, golly. Then why did you do it?
Well, to tell you the truth, Well, he insulted my new bonnet, and that just got my dander up, that's all. I tell you, this modern generation just ain't got no manners.